bro?
Yeah, they're all pretty good.
No, we inside. We live.
There we go. Oh, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, beautiful people.
Oh, what's up, good people?
I just wanted to say hello. It is the 31st of December.
Yes.
2020, the last day of the year. We are checking in.
To find out. To also, just to let you know.
From the beautiful city that we call Addis Ababa.
Come on.
Salam nu, kondenam natu.
Hey!
You know, because I'm Habesha now.
Isi.
You know the vibes.
I see you, bro.
How are you beautiful people doing? We hope you are enjoying some sun with the friends and family. The last day of Drinksember. You know the vibes.
Yeah. What's up, yo? Yeah.
How are you guys doing, Simba? What's up?
Hey, man. I'm great. I'm blessed. I feel grateful as much as this year was, we can actually say combined, a huge L.
Are we talking about this year?
Yeah, bro, might as well. We're right at the end. Literally, it's the last day.
Okay.
Personally, mine was a lot of ups and downs, but just overall, I would say
Okay, well, describe your 2020. Well, what did you have planned for 2020?
Right. What?
Because I think we all we all had like massive plans and we all know what happened.
Right.
So yeah.
Corona. Okay, so my 2020 was I wanna say I saw you. Did I see you in January? No, I saw you in February.
Yeah, we were together for 6 weeks in February. And then we had a wedding. Shout out Rutendo and Will Rutendo. Shackleton.
Come on.
We had a wedding on March 21st, I believe.
Okay, yeah. So I had just arrived. In fact, yes, I had just arrived in Zim. I was supposed to be there for 5 days. And then you and I were literally texting and talking about, yo, how possible do you think travel will be with this Rona thing happening? And I went to the airport the next day just to find out how possible it would be. And it was not possible at all. Got there, things were closed, shut down. None of the airlines, I think there was maybe one or two that were open. Ethiopian Airlines was one of them. And I want to say, SAA was closed, British Airways was closed. I forget the other one. It might have been one of those smaller subdivided ones that go to SA. But they were literally just there to tell people, guys, there's nothing happening and nothing's going to happen. And I didn't think it was that serious because in my brain, I had just come from seeing you, like literally 2-3 days from seeing you. I just landed in Zim. And on that previous trip, we had already planned our entire year, all the way through to December. So we knew where we were doing holiday missions. We knew where we were doing work things. We knew,
the bags were secure.
You know what I'm saying?
The bags were secure.
There were some things that were set in place, and we were just ready for it. And then this thing happened, the Rona. And
it's a coronavirus.
Shout out Cardi B.
But like, yeah, no, so things started falling apart and it just became like insane to look at, let alone experience. So I had homies that were hitting me up. There was just a lot of commotion for a few months, let me say. The unemployment in America was going up. I have a lot of friends that lost their jobs and they were hitting me during the time to be like, yo, I just got an email. I'm not going to work. And I mean, some of these were prevalent people in their fields, like people who have done something enough to be like, maybe your job would kind of be secure. No. The Rona was like, no, it's for free, everyone. I remember just a ton of people talking about how just difficult certain things were regarding being in America and not having gigs, not having whatever, losing jobs, trying to figure out where the next car payment was going to come from, for some mortgages, for some, you know, just other real life stages that things were about to happen. And my biggest qualm at the time was, I'm going to miss all these trips that we planned out, which was actually money. So I was going to miss out on money.
Because, you know, your boys only like move if there's a check.
Come on now. And that's a hack. That's a bar and a half in case y'all didn't know.
We'll talk more about that next year. But anyway.
Yeah, so like, Jonathan and I, we've gotten this good space of like, whenever we link up, we catch up on whatever needs to be caught up on. But for the most part, we're literally just checking in to see like, okay, how far are you with this? I'm here with this. Okay, so we link up in October and we make things happen.
And oh, guys, we're also not this professional all the time. Some days, you know, party after party, you know, like balance.
Listen, it's December. Balance. It's the last day of December. So, you know, Drinksember is another story.
Balance.
Balance. Yeah, no. So, like, this, I remember the first time I saw you, I want to say Feb, going into March, we were talking, and this thing was going on, but it was like, I'm not sure. And then the conversation in between then was just like, do you think this will be long? Do you think this is going to keep going? Like, how are we going to navigate, et cetera, et cetera? And I started learning that, like, you know what, we may have to just throw an L in this whole bucket to say, like, you know what, this year's a bit of a write-off.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in the beginning you were kind of like, no. You're quite stubborn. I'm not even going to lie.
No, I refused.
You were stubborn.
I was like, okay, listen, so July.
Yeah, this guy was talking about July. I was literally there like, Jonathan, I actually think this is going to last longer than whatever. Fast forward to everything happening and then actually some countries opening up and us being able to travel. Like, God willing, we actually got work as well, a little bit of work. So I was able to see Jono, link up for work, and then we literally had to, like, rewrite everything that we had kind of planned to be like, are we copy-pasting to next year? Or are we just going to cut this out, do more of this, do da da da? It was a good, like, what would you call it? It was an AGM, if anything. Like, we had a big meeting in that sense. And we just started, like, dotting our I's and crossing our T's.
Do you know what the thing is that's crazy about this year? I would say, like, the creative industry is predicated on a lot of things happening, moving, and it's very transactional, right, if I could say.
Okay.
And what this showed us, and I think it's basically been a referendum on our whole industry, was, are these things necessary?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it basically showed you, like,
questions we both asked ourselves and each other.
And it basically, like, what I learned from watching, like, really dope creatives in this space was how quickly they adapted to things.
Mm-hmm.
Because the old way of doing business didn't exist anymore.
That was thrown out the window.
At least for us, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, for a lot of people, we can actually say, because I was literally just talking about the fact that a lot of my friends in America were losing their jobs, left, right, and center. So it was like almost every other day when I talked to someone, because I was looking at the unemployment rate go up due to this. Like, people like, oh, you know, this company is now closed. This whole company is now closed. So you're thinking of people, et cetera, et cetera.
And for anyone that wants to know, the first Friday of every month, it comes out. It's called NFP, Non-Farm Payroll.
There we go.
You can check it out.
Jonathan, I see you with the bars. But yeah, the reality of that started making things real. So, like, I know where we stood. We never spoke about, like, oh, are we ever going to be able to? No. All our conversation was, when do you think? How soon do you think? And then the other half of it, which I'm incredibly grateful for, was what are we doing in the meantime? Yeah. Which was a tough one to even deal with, because it's like, what do you mean? How can you even talk with this Rona out in the streets? But it was like, okay, we need to now zone in and figure out what we're going to be doing so that when we link up, we just know that it's going to be ABCDFG.
Yeah, I think this year, like, I think for me, I like to look at years as, like, it's a milestone thing. Like, what did you achieve?
Okay.
What did this mean to you? How far were you a year ago? And how, like, far have you come?
Yeah, yeah.
And this was one of those years where I sort of had to, like, reshape a lot of my priorities.
Big
if
facts.
That makes sense. Like,
big facts.
Somebody asked me, like, over Thanksgiving a couple of weeks ago, they were like, well, what are you thankful for? What did I say? They asked me, what are you thankful for?
Mm.
And I said, hold on. It's right here. Let me give it a look-see. I should probably text this person more because it's just this close.
I like that you still bring up Thanksgiving because people don't know that you've had a few.
So it said, what are you thankful for? I said, my health and the health of the people around me, peace. There's so much going on each day and peace is something that I'm thankful for. If you don't know what's going on in Ethiopia, pick up a book.
Yeah.
Anyways. And I said, the third thing I said was the opportunity to create.
Yeah.
It has brought me so many exciting things and given me the opportunity to meet so many fun people. And I don't know where my life would be without that. Those are the three things I was thankful
for. That's super dope.
And usually I would come here and be like, so this year, this is what we did.
Yeah,
our 100th episode was this year. From a work perspective.
Which is wild because we didn't acknowledge it the way we normally would. I remember when we got to 50 and we were just like, oh, 50!
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We were doing cartwheels in the streets. We hit 100 and we're just like, keep working. Keep working. Keep working.
Yeah, but like for us, I think like, I'm one of those people that likes to smell the roses. For sure. Like, I like to like acknowledge things.
Mm.
But I'm also one of those people that you don't get props for things you're supposed to do. Does that make sense?
Like, that's a big factor, right? Like, that's a bar.
Like, Federer is at the Sydney Grand Prix and wins in straight sets. Like, nobody's going to congratulate him for that because he's Roger Federer. He's you're supposed to do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it's expected. But now, if Federer beats Nadal, five-set thriller at Wimbledon, you know.
This man said thriller.
You know, but you know, like, remember, I think it was like 07 or 09 where they went. It was like dark or whatever. You tennis buffs know.
Come on.
Like, those are things you get credits for. Like, that's on your record. You know what I'm saying? But I think for us, like, once we realized what we were doing, where we were going, for us, like, 100 was cool, don't get me wrong, and it was great. But it was like, yeah, like. It
doesn't take away from the focus.
Yeah, but it's just like, we appreciate it. We're thankful. And we're thankful for all you guys rocking with us.
Always.
But we're like, yo, what about this next 100, though? That's what, like, that was our next.
Yeah, if anything, I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm going to say this. Like,
it was a warm-up. We were stretching.
Jonathan and I were, like, doing admin one night. And we're just, you know, normally, like, we'll have DSTV rolling, both laptops on deck. I may have headphones in, and he's doing his thing or whatever. And then I just put one headphone out. I was like, Jonathan, did we just hit 100 episodes? And he was like, yeah. I was like, wait, for real? Like, we just did that. Because I was so in work mode that even when it was happening, it wasn't something that I was like, oh, we're about to get to 100. It was just the fact that we're like, we already have a plan. We're going to stick to this plan. We're going to keep moving. And then somewhere along the line, I just like look left, look right. And I'm like, wait, hold up, homie, hold up. You know what I mean? Like,
but I think sometimes in a year where so many things are going wrong, businesses are folding, I think it's... Sometimes it's tough to celebrate your successes when so many things around you are going to shit. If that makes sense. So it's like, yeah, some next year, I swear to God, bro, this end of year like review, I'm going to flex on all of you guys.
It's so different.
But I think this year, my approach to it is different because like my appreciation of things is quite different.
Big facts.
And like this year is like sort of like rejigged my perspective, if that makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just like, what's important to me now? Yeah. And I don't think I would have said that like, in February. The things I'm talking about now, I wouldn't have said were important to me in February.
Because you're in a different space. And life was not looking as drastic as it was looking.
Bro, I miss sitting in a queue at immigration at the airport.
Bro,
like, I miss waiting for that person to just, you know, like when they wave you.
Up next, sir.
And then, you know, like, you always make that silly, oh, hello, sir, how are you? Yeah.
You crack the little joke, depending on what country you are. You throw in the little language there as well.
Yeah, it's just like, I miss those things.
You said something so interesting regarding the things you're grateful for. I think this year really showed me, like we spoke about priorities, right? The things that are important to you. I've spoken about this many times on the podcast, talking about my pillars of peace. Those are things that I reveled in this year because I would say coming from last year wasn't the greatest transition into the year. And I think there was a large portion of me not really...
You went through it. Okay. Yeah. It was a tough season.
And I wasn't even trying to acknowledge how deep it was because I was annoyed. Do you know how like you feel like, okay, let's say you're running a race, you're some sort of athlete, you're running your race, you get hurt, you know the pain you feel, but you feel like, yo, if I pay attention to this, it might get worse. So what I did was like just keep moving, just keep going, even though it didn't seem logical in the time and the moment. But I was like, okay, I'm really grateful for people like you who I can call up at the most ungodly hours of the day. You'll still pick up, tolerate my nonsense, whatever the speech or 2-hour conversation
slurring
may be. You know what I mean? Jonathan, bro, do you even know? They're like, bro, like. So there was those aspects. And then I started also understanding like, yo, I grew in this sense. And it was because of certain people around me. Those people that knew the ins and outs, the semantics of what was going on. And like encouraged me, helped me to push through, et cetera, et cetera. Those are the things that I look at this year to say like, this was not a complete loss for me. Mm-hmm. For me, I appreciate this. I appreciate these people for all these things. I mean, and we've had many a conversation. I mean, 9 times out of 10, we're joking, right? But we've been through some like crazy stuff and we're able to come out of it on the back end and be like, you know what, guys? Yeah, in this case, maybe we weren't the best. Or in this case, we could have done better. Da, 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 da. But we're standing here to say, do this. Don't do that. Maybe try do more or less of this. Like, I'm enjoying this space to be like to be so analytical of myself, to be critical, but not like the way I used to be. I think in the past, my critique of myself used to always be so bad, I could somehow spiral into some sort of depression.
I think for like, the craziest thing about this year for me was, this is something that, like, this was our Olympics.
It was.
If you know us, we're, like, super social. We love to talk, like...
And we love to just chill.
We love to go out. We love to, like, meet all these, like, super, like, amazing creatives. Like, movers and shakers that are, like...
Big facts.
That are, like, changing industry. These people are literally disruptors. Mm. And they're, like, changing the game and whatever they're doing. Like, those are my favorite people to meet. And we love to, like, sit and chat with these people. But at the same time, is if we have to be alone or just with each other, like, we're cool. Like... Do you know what I'm saying? So when you had to tell me I didn't have to leave the house, I was cool with that. Then when we talk about pillars of peace, like, I love to go work out and do certain things really early in the morning.
You mentioned that the other day too.
Like, I love to do that.
Yeah.
So when you could tell me, hey, you don't have to see people, but you also can't work out. Bro, it like...
That ruined... Yeah, certain things are cut off.
This is the most inactive I've been my whole life.
Hold on. You just brought up a huge, interesting point.
I've never been this inactive.
There were certain things that people weren't really mad at. So when the lockdown and certain things were happening for everyone, a lot of people, I'm not going to say a lot, but there was a lot of people that we know that weren't that affected by it, because it's like, okay, but our lifestyle is actually at home. I know a lot of creatives that live in the cave that are forever just, you know, working, creating, doing ABCDFG. But when it started to affect you personally, is when you had to, like, either readjust, try to figure out where you're at. No, because bro. I knew the days that I'd be like, what were some of the questions I would always ask you? Have you been to the gym lately? And you're like, the gym's closed, Simba! I'm like, okay.
Relax. Never been so sedentary in my whole life. And I didn't know it affected me this much.
So talk to me. What were some of the things you had to do to counter that? Because now you know, you're like, okay, I don't have this.
Do you know what the thing is with working out, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody has their, like, thing that works for them, right? I like to lift really heavy things, opposite gravity at a really fast motion, but heavy. So
I've seen you in the gym.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, there's, like, a progression to things that, like, I enjoy, but it's predicated on progression and, like, an advancement of things. So I'm like, oh, yeah, so today I'm going to go up by 3% or 5%, whatever I feel like at the time.
Right.
And I've got my program. It works for me. Like, I like it.
I see.
So, you know, like, if you talk to, like, a yogi, right? You know, like, shout out all our yoga people. I can't touch my toes. Get in my DMs if you want to fix that.
Are they called a yogi?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Like a yogi, like the Bikram.
Hey, man, you just educated me, bro. Yeah. Appreciate that, bro.
So, like, on those ones, it's if you talk to a yogi and you tell them, go do CrossFit, they'll be like, I like to work out, I like to be active, but this is what I like. This is what works for my body.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? So, for me, I don't have all these people sending me these workouts. I'm like, guys, I know what workouts I like.
Didn't you do sports science as well at some point?
Yeah, I was going to study sports science at uni before I did poli sci, but, you know, we move. What about science?
I see.
I failed science, actually, at school.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah. Both my parents are biologists, but I failed science. But for me, I love to learn how the human body works and how the brain works and, like, how it's all connected. And, bro, it really fucked with just how I felt in life.
Mm.
And I struggled. Like, I really, really struggled with just, like, how my body felt, how my mind felt, like, the connection between the two.
And I will say this, like, some of the best days that I had during this year was the days that we would be honest and talk about it with each other. So, like, you would, you know, normally, let me give you guys a picture. Normally, every Monday without fail, I get a message from Jana, voice note. Good morning. Hope you're well. Let's get it today. Like, let's do whatever we need to do this week today. Let's start it. And he was always the motivator. I always expected this Monday thing. And some of the best conversations we had, I want to say, maybe early June, July. Because it started raining here.
No, bro. I was good in June.
No, you were
good. Around my birthday, I cracked.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
like the July, week of my birthday.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a coincidence, but I'm just saying that's the timeline I have in my brain.
And
I cracked.
This
I was like, was amazing fuck.
Because this. I would talk to you and it was like, okay, we're not talking about that
but
right now.
From March until July, I was completely sober. I didn't have a drink. Yeah, I didn't go out. I left my house twice.
Did you come? I was sending you pictures of alcohol and you were just like, oh, that's how you feel. That's how you feel. But, like, I just remember you telling me, like, yo, today it's not on and this is why. And then we ended up talking way longer than we normally do, right? But it was me telling you, damn, bro, like, I hear what you're saying. And then I'd say certain things to you and you're like, oh, okay, I feel you. And then we're literally just comparing notes to say, like, okay, so we know this situation is horrible. This is a shitty situation. This is just whack, right? What are we going to do? Which was the best thing for me because I didn't have other people that I could bounce that off of. A lot of people were also just stuck in the depression to be like, so I could sit there and be like, yeah, I know today's not the greatest, but I'm trying to move. And they'd be like, no, but it sucks. Like, what are we going to do? Like, this is, and I'm just like, this is not what I need to hear right now. With you, it was, we would both talk about how bad a situation was. We could acknowledge that this is terrible. But before the end of it, we're coming up with counterpoints to be like,
yeah,
okay, so if this doesn't work out, how about we try to do this? Now we're even throwing suggestions out. Like, things are just going for free. It's just like, Simba, what do you think about this? I'm not mad at it, G. How about we try this? Let's do it like this time around. I'm hopefully going to see you this time. Let's work around this. Da, da, da.
Do you know what the thing is also, like, okay, the way my brain works is, right? Mm. And I think this is like coming from playing sports at like a high level. There can be circumstances, right?
Okay.
Like everybody can practice, whatever, whatever. It's raining. The ref is shit. We still need to win the game.
True.
So that's how my brain.
So it's like how are you going to do it now?
So that's like, once I've like figured out that, okay, it's raining and the ref is shit, I'm just like, what are we doing about this right now? Right. So I like to come at things from an action perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
So I like, what I like frustrates that. Me about people sometimes, and I found that a lot this year, is like, and I think I had to be more gracious in my personality to be like, not everybody's like you.
Oh, big facts.
Do you know what I'm saying? So big I had to like be like a little bit more like tempered in my reaction to
I'm
things.
I'm almost positive that I said that to you in that exact phrasing.
So I was like, listen, I understand we're going through this, but someone's like, yo, Tony, yeah, this sucks. I'm like, okay, so what are you going to do about it? Like, it sucks for everybody. Like, it's not like people, like one person on this side of the world is just fucking living life and enjoying. Like, it sucks for all of us, but what are you going to do about
it? This is something that so, I want to say that I appreciate because you... That was always your common denominator with all of it. It was just like, okay, I understand. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. But what are we trying to do?
So I will say like this. I would say this is like technically been one of the best years of my life in some respect.
I like that.
Like, oh yeah, grew our platform to 100 episodes.
Come on.
Developed.
Shout out Things and Things.
Shout out Things and Things. But Simba and I are working on some stuff that's super, super dope.
Come on.
And it's moving. It's great. And, you know, because, you know, like, I'm in my producer bag. You know, Simba's been a producer, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, 2020 is like, you know, I had to, like, jump into my thing, you know what I'm saying? And, like, become a full-blown...
Creative director. Yeah,
creative on, director, man. Producer on, extraordinaire. You know, come nothing, on, just something
you
light,
you
know what I'm saying?
Actually say writer as well.
Yeah, but so for me, with especially, like, on the work front, is I had to be so aggressive in the things that I was chasing and the things that I wanted. And I hate working that way. In terms of like my level of involvement in a project, I was just like, oh my God, this is exhausting. Yeah, I hate working like, but I was just like, in 2020, budgets are being cut, companies are going insolvent, like there's nothing that's
people,
working.
People are literally like, trying you to figure have out to, their like, lives.
You have to chase opportunities and show value and maybe charge less 20% of your rate, right? And then if you're a non-resident consultant, then there's 20% withholding tax. You guys don't even know about that.
Hey!
Do you know what I'm saying? Like
bars. Talk to me about how you would say 2020 affected you relationally, like just the people around you. You kind of touched on it, but I want you to expand.
I think I'm very familiar with my tribe. Like,
I love that you said tribe, bro.
Oh, like I know
people need their tribes, man.
I think when all of this was going on, I knew when people were bored, and this is gonna sound really.
Come
really
on,
bad.
Bro! That was a whole thing. You could tell.
This is gonna sound really.
That's why
really
I avoided
bad.
WhatsApp for like 2 months.
But you know, like those people, you know, like if you close your eyes and think. Who are like the most active people on the Insta, Twitter, Snap face here? Like, you know those people. They're sharing memes. Like, they're regular. You know what I'm saying? Like,
all day, every day.
You know, they're there. And then you just see like random people like pop up sending you like joints, like whatever, whatever. Yeah, cool. Like hey, I'm always down for memes. Like, I'm not tripping about it, right?
But this isn't your
bag. But then like you reply to the meme, then FaceTime. So for me, I'd say relationally, the pandemic sort of opened up maybe like closed doors that like weren't necessarily like there, or like there was maybe like a misunderstanding of sorts.
That's hilarious.
Or like we had like we drifted apart.
Did you close more doors this pandemic?
Do you know what the thing was? I only give energy to things that like I care about.
You know all the doors I closed. We've spoken about this.
I was there.
How about you? Closed doors this pandemic?
Yes and no.
Let me hear the yes.
I'd say for me, this pandemic like. One of my mentors, he taught me something when I was really, really young. And he said, Jonathan, like, he's a high-level executive. He manages a fund, maybe 500 million or so.
Jeez.
And like, he's killing it, and jeez, I love him. And he makes so much time for me, and I'm so appreciative of it. And he always says to me, he says, Jonathan, at my level, I can't afford to make certain mistakes because they're magnified because of the position that I have.
Mm.
And so he said, he says, you're going to get there. Whatever you do, you're going to be successful. You're going to get there. But he says, hey, you might not get to my level, but you'll have your thing. Whatever it is, it'll be a thing, you know? And he says,
I like that encouragement, though.
No, but he's different. Like, yeah. That's different. And he says, you need to identify character traits that could potentially be magnified at my level. Because he says, you can have it at your level. He says, yeah, I was just out of uni. You're figuring life out.
Yeah.
You're not married yet. You know what I'm saying? So he says,
I'm almost positive you said the same thing to me, just different context, regarding when I was going through some of my seasons and we were talking about just people.
Yeah.
One of the big things you mentioned was characteristics. Things like,
yeah,
pay attention to this, pay attention to that.
Because, for example, if you surround yourself with certain people, right, let me not lie to you. Like, I'm not the most perfect person. I'm a deeply flawed human being, right? But once again, all the people in my tribe know this. So if you come to them and you say, Jonathan is XYZ.
Jonathan is a degenerate. They'll be like, okay. They'll be like,
it's not new information. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
However, like, if they went and broadcast that to like some of the people I work with in business or whatever, then that could be hurtful and damaging, yeah, yeah, right? So I think one of the things...
Which that is just pettiness. But
that's something that happens in life, right? So one of the things that this year showed me was, I was very, very secure in like the decisions I've made and in the people I want to invest my time, emotions, and effort into. Mm. Because people would hit me up and I'm like, I'm cool. Like, hey, let's catch up. Like, this can be nostalgic or whatever. Like, you know, I was added to this group chat with some of my high school friends the other day. And I was like, this is cool, but like, why are we talking about things that happened 10 years ago, right, 12 years ago, 13 yeah, years yeah, ago? Like, this doesn't make sense to me.
Because there's versions of nostalgia that you wonder if it's like, are we trying to relive it? That, or are we trying to...
To me, the person that you knew, the Jonathan you knew 10, so far, 12, 13 years ago, so he's, just, he's a stranger to me because I'm constantly trying to grow.
What was one of the things I said to you when I arrived? I said, my favorite thing when people come to talk to me about you is how they will have dockets on dockets of what they think Jonathan is. And I'll be sitting there like, mm-hmm, mm,
yeah,
mm, interesting. That's nice.
Yeah,
oh, that's how you feel? All right, cool.
So I think from a relational perspective, it was very, very interesting. One of my exes and I think we reconciled, which was quite nice.
That's good.
She's good. So she's good. We had a good chat. We can laugh about things. She still roasts me for some of my fuck-ups, but, you know, we move.
Those are L's you just have to receive when they come. But it's not a boomerang. That's a pass. But I think
one of the things, when you start seeing, like, people your age starting to pass away and, like, bro, things happening, bro, I think life's too short for, like, gripes and, like, mishaps and stuff. Obviously, there's those people that are, like, fuck you for life. But then there's some people where it's like, yo, our beef is not that deep. Like,
I'm glad you said
that. But some of you guys, fuck you for life.
I
needed
to interject there because I was like, Jonathan, what are you saying? We had a few situations.
We? Say.
Yeah, we. You're in there. Are you not part of Things and Things? Yeah, in there.
You see, I'm getting dragged into things I didn't even know.
You know how you dragged me into your jail pod episodes? This is
your
one of the
jail
same
joints, time. Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3.
So, we had moments this year where even my logic had to be tested. I would say certain things, and I always check with my group, my people. Like, we talk about tribes, right? I check with my tribe to say, like, hey, is this okay? Is this not okay? I have a few people in there, you know, my girlfriend, my friends, and I throw the information out to be like, I just don't want to seem like I'm the one who's crazy, okay? Once I get the accurate information back to be like, no, feel confident in your decision because this is right. That's wrong, but this is right, et cetera, et cetera. We move accordingly. So relationally for me, I'm going to say this year it was humbling as much as it was like, I want to say cocky kind of, because I had a confidence on one side to know that I'm moving in the right direction. And what I thought was wrong was not actually wrong. So it's like, no, just keep moving. Just keep doing what you're doing, Simba. Keep doing what you're doing. And then on the humbling side, it was very interesting because, like, there were a lot of things that I thought would help people.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's going through stuff, okay? And this year pointed out so much regarding the fact that, like, maybe I don't know how deep your issue is as an individual. And that issue is as a group, whatever. But I would have... you know, the feedback sometimes that would come to me was where I think I'm doing good, I'm being told, not only are you not doing good, you're wasting my time.
You know that Chris Jenner thing? Kim, you're doing great, sweetie.
But that's what I'm talking about. Like, it was, and now in the opposite effect, where it's like, yo, people try to be like, yo, relax, relax. You're not helping this situation, or you're not growing this situation. Where I thought I was helping certain things, because in my mind, oh, I know what you're talking about. I've been there. Not knowing that this whole year, people are going through mad emotions at one time. So let's say me and the missus, for instance, we would have conversations back and forth where I think I know what she's going through and I have no clue, zero clue. So the information I'm giving her is like, no, babe, it'll be good. Like, just do ABCDFG. Just drink water. You know how your mom tells you when you're sick, you're like, mama, I'm not feeling good. Drink water.
Drink a ginger ale.
Go to sleep. You know what I mean? And it's like, okay, that remedy is not working now because this is not a ginger ale situation.
But do you know what I think we need to normalize in 2021?
Talk about what it, 2021? Yes.
Guys, there's a coin shortage in the world. There's 2 cents that you have. Keep it to yourself. Like, just stop giving out your 2 cents. One thing
you
I realized,
don't need to. That's exactly what
I think I realized.
You basically quantified my point.
Because I was just
that's
like,
what I'm saying.
You know, like, you know what the thing is?
I had to learn.
Because you know, like, guys, someone went to UCLA, one of the best universities
come
in the world.
I went, went to Arkansas.
I went to like a small state school or whatever, right? But anyways, you know, sometimes it
Division
comes.
Division one, keep crying.
Sometimes it comes with like these logical points, yeah, and then he uses like big words. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then have you ever hit somebody with like a whole like soliloquy, right? And then they're like, but that's not what I was talking about.
How many times have you and I both experienced that in public?
Because you assume, like, okay, so babe, listen.
I hear what you're saying. But,
and then she's like, but that's not what I was talking about. It's just like, yo, guys, sometimes you need to relax.
Yo, how many L's have I caught and you've been there and you just do that thing, that face that you do where your eyes are just so wide and you're trying not to open your mouth, but it's there like, without the, so it's just mute.
I would never do that to you.
You've done it so many times.
I would never do that.
But you've seen me catch L's as well, right? So this is what I'm saying. I have
been there.
There are times that I thought, okay, maybe this is the way to address something or to attack something. Far from.
So would you say that was like an overarching theme of this year?
Definitely one of them. Mm. Because now the conversation is so different. Like when I talk to the queen, to the missus, it's so different. It's like,
she's your queen?
Amen. And nobody
shout
else.
Out main squeeze.
Shout out main squeeze. You the best. I was going to do another
character. Hashtag insert DJ Carrot.
Yeah, I was going to go further calendar with the joke, but I said, let me chill.
Another one.
So, yeah, thank you, John. So I was like, we had moments where it wasn't even like a point of contention. It wasn't like, oh, I'm attacking you because you came at me like this. No, it was the fact that there's a lot of things going on both sides. I'm going through my shit. You're going through your shit. We meet together on our usual just chat, let's talk, let's see what's going on type situation. I think more times than none, if anything, she had a lot of moments to be worried about me this year. Because I had a lot of moments where I just disappeared. I just said, where's Simba? What's going on? Is he alive? Is he
cool? Yeah, but
I had a lot of those, okay? And then on the flip side.
But that's normal for you, though.
Yeah, but that's, you know, it's like the getting to know Simba book. It's part of the syllabus. And I feel like she was getting bullets that she didn't need to catch sometimes. I was catching bullets as well. It was just like, this is what a relationship is.
You know,
outside of the compromise.
So what we're saying is 2020 was a really, really hard year for relationships.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It was just, nobody was right, nobody was wrong.
No one's right, no one's
wrong.
It
was just like, yo, we're all going through it.
Like my dynamic is we're already long distance. So I only see you when I see you.
Yeah.
As everything in between is the work. It's
and also, the things that she's going
out
through there are
it's
so different,
different
from the stuff that you're dealing
with.
I
can't sit and try to imagine what her day was like. If she tells me my day was stressful, I could be like, oh, I'm sorry, babe. But that sorry, babe, is not really like hitting the stressful
points. It's not hitting
points.
The way it used to.
Yeah.
No, 2019, I'm sorry, babe, versus 2020.
Wish you were here.
I miss you.
Why are you laughing? I don't like you. So... there were those moments that were happening. And then I was learning like, oh, wait. It's not a text I send. It's the emotion behind it. It's the conversation. Am I actually trying to figure out what her day was like? Do I want to make her feel better? Am I going to try and fail and be okay with that as well? There were so many dynamics now that were added. And it's like, Now I'm in a relationship. Now I'm trying to, you know, this is real life for me. So when people come to me and say, because there was a period of time, sidebar, there was a period where some haters were pulling in, trying to say certain things. I haven't even mentioned this to her, but it was funny because I would hear information and be like, you don't even know the storms that we've been through. You don't know between the two of us.
There was another in the fire.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I need to chill.
Jonathan!
I really need to chill.
No, but we laugh because we also know the depth of it. So there were, okay, so there were like multiple angles that were being hit. I would call you on the homie tip, like, yo, bro, help me, bro. Like, how do I deal with this? Then we'd have conversations, me and her, and we'd talk about certain things, and I'm like, interesting. You've brought up some really interesting points. It makes me think, it makes me ponder, it makes me whatever. Now I'm trying to govern myself accordingly. But all in all, I feel like, if anything, we just became stronger because as much as the information was passing by, we chose what we listened to, we chose what we didn't listen to. We chose what we were going to address, we chose what we didn't.
Bro,
we weren't going to address.
That's such a good point because I think we might have to do a whole episode on this.
Mm-hmm.
But like, this year showed me how toxic the internet could be.
Come on.
And like, so for me, like, I'm not tripping over anything that's like said or done over the internet. And I think one of our first four episodes, I think it's maybe number three or number four, it was Navigating Social Media. It was one of the, you know, that was our breakout episodes.
Come on.
Our extensive catalog.
You know, before we got to the extensive catalog.
You know, but I think, yeah, it showed me like how toxic internet could be. And one of the funniest things about like both of us is like our ability to switch off.
We do that.
Like, like I'm like, yo, I'm not going to be on Insta this week. Like, if you want to chat, Gmail me. Like,
here's what I find so funny is you and I notify each other before we shut down. So I know, I'm like, okay, Jonathan's going through it. First of all, I'll know based on the way we communicate that week. And then when you send me a text like, yo, bro, things have been a little bit intense. I'm going to dip for a week or two. I already know. I'm like, cool. The message that I'm going to get after that week or two is going to tell me everything I need to know. All my concerns in my head to be like, what's the problem? Is he okay? Is it this? Is it that? I'm going to get all those answers in those 2 weeks. You and I have, especially this year, we got so good at that. Because I think I had more than you. I'm one up, maybe one or two up over you this year. But in terms of just understanding and communicating it, it helps so much. Because also, just as a wingman, like the homie, you'd be there, like the security guard at the gate, he's sleeping. They're like, no, I just want to see the boy. No, he's asleep.
You know when they text somebody and be like, hey, is Jonathan okay?
How many those have you got it for me, bro?
I'm just like,
you've got it a few.
If you want to get in touch with me, email me.
That's, you know what I'm saying?
I'll get your email. But
going back to like just the things that I appreciate, it's this falls down with some of the homies as well, where I'm like, I love the fact that I can only say this and you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm saying. Same way, contrast, perfect example. We're going parallel here. You'll kick the door down like SWAT. And then you have this smile on your face. But the look as well is just like one of those looks like Carlton from Fresh Prince. Like, yo, we're about to do this. And I'm sitting there like, oh, shakshuka, we're going there? We're going to that place? Our favorite restaurant? I can tell just by the look. I'll know even by the vibe. Sometimes when you walk in with a certain energy, perfect example, prime example. Guys, let me tell you, it was closer to 4 a.m. on a normal Addis day. We normally sleep till 6, and then we get up, Jonah does his thing, I send a few emails and go back to sleep, and then we move accordingly. Jonathan got an email that made him very happy.
Yo, I need another drink. Boss me.
Jonathan got an email that made him very happy. Okay. And I could hear his footsteps from the room he was in coming to me. And all I said to myself, my brain told me, Simba, either get in the fetal position or like just protect yourself. Because my man is going to jump on you. He's excited. This was an excitement run. I could just hear, do, 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 do. Right by the door. And I was like, I don't know what happened, but it's a good day. Kicks the door down, looks at me, just stares at me, and then he's like, can I tell you what happened?
Oh, I know.
Whilst he's saying that, he's mid-air, like sprinting, jumping, mid-air, and he grabs me, throws me out of bed. Luckily, I still had my blanket because, you know, we wrap ourselves like burritos. So I was still like wrapped in the burrito.
Shout out Chipotle. This is not an ad.
So now I'm on the floor and Jonathan is standing over me. He's like, boy, boy. I was like, what? He's like, say thank you. Say thank you. I was like, thank you. He's like, exactly. And then he walked out the room. But I knew exactly what you were saying. I knew exactly what you were talking about. I knew exactly what just happened. I knew how much money had just landed in the bank. I was just like, it's a good day.
I'm gonna send the wire.
But it was learning how to... Send the wire. Yeah. I can't deal with this person. But it was one of those things where I was like, yo, as much as you were cutting into my sleep, my second half of sleep, whatever, I knew what had happened. I was like, yo, we've worked hard for this. This has come through. It's great. And now we govern ourselves accordingly. Because that's what we do. Between the two of us, we have moments where it's... Jonathan and I are not always the exact same of excitement all the time. I'm going to guarantee you that I want to say 80% of the time, one person is higher, the other one is lower.
That's also part of relationships.
It's part of relationships. But the good thing that we do, and I think that's something that we've exercised in our other relationships, is we pull people up. So my whole thing with Jono sometimes is, okay, I hear what he's saying, but I don't think he understands this. Let me get him to my level. And then he does the same thing, vice versa, where we might be chatting about something and my point of view might be wrong or whatever. And he's like, okay. Over the course of, how long does it take sometimes? Months, 2 months, 3 months? Over the course of this time, I'm going to bring Simba to this level. So he understands. So he knows how to navigate himself. So why? Because I want to see my people win. I know for a fact, this year showed me the people that I want to see win. It definitely showed me because I've been around people that I want to see win and I'll do things by myself to be like, yo, I'm gonna lay myself out to make sure that you are also participating in this, that we all win together. And it doesn't work out. For whatever reason, it doesn't work out. Moving forward, I'm learning that like when you invest in something, you have to be ready for the good and the bad that comes with it. But once you've concluded that and you're able to move past those things, your life is going to be amazing.
Did this year show you like the bullshit of the people around you?
Yeah.
Like, big obviously, facts. you know, okay, so for somebody and I, let me just talk about our relationship, right? So we're like very aware of like each other's triggers, like what, like we go through or whatever. So yeah. I think it was cool, like, especially if like, we've lived a lot of our like lives from each other from a distance since what, 2003.
We were always communicating, but we weren't with each other.
Yeah. So I left home in 2003.
Yeah.
So that's 17 years ago. We've really, really good at been like living from a distance, but then like over the last like 3-4 years,
when we reconvened,
we've spent an enormous amount of time with each other.
Insane amount. Like, of time.
So, I think especially in this pandemic time, it showed me, I knew how to check up on you.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, he's not answering my text right away. You know, like, in the pandemic, there was nothing like, oh, I'm busy, I'm at him. No, you're at home. You're at like...
Hey, what are you doing?
I was at the studio, I was busy, I was whatever. No, there's a curfew. You're not going anywhere. You know what I'm saying? So, I think it was really easy for me to understand and like navigate through that part of things.
And we figured things out quickly between the two of us.
Yeah.
We didn't even have like beef. It was just more like, where you at? You good? Would you like to talk
about it? I think it taught me to like not take so many things so personally.
Okay, hold on. What did you take personally?
For me personally, like I'm one of those people, like I don't do like subs or like indirect.
We do not do subs.
So for me, like, you know, like when your ex is like,
Jonathan, if I sub you, it's not a sub. You know, you're like, gonna know.
But that's because you're not a true friend. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, if you caught that one, you caught it. But if you don't, whatever. Anyways, you know, like when your ex is like posting, like, oh yeah, I wish you did such and such, such and
right.
such. Like that could be to you. But
no, not even that. Real men do A, B, C, D, F, G.
Yeah.
And they're like,
yeah. But ain't shit niggas be like, you know, like. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes like, yo, just at me and then like,
just let me know.
But until you at me, like I'm like super, super cool. And I'm one of those people in my friendships though. Like I can't do like the passive aggressive thing. For me, I can't.
We do not do the passive aggressive thing. Things like, and Things family does not do the passive aggressive.
So for me, I'd be like, hey, listen, what you did there was some nonsense because of A, B, C, D. it made me feel like this. And I like when people give action points to things.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, hey, listen, I would feel better if the next time this happened, you behave like this, A, B, C, D. That's how I like. Because I hate when people are just talking about like my behavior for the sake of talking. They're like, Jonathan, oh, that was stupid. Okay, so what would you like me to do about it? Because that means you must also interrogate your own thoughts and then give me like a solution.
But then it also kind of means that they don't.
So one of the things that this year taught me was, just because somebody's not picking up the phone right now, doesn't mean you're a dickhead. Don't get me wrong, you're a dickhead. But that's not the reason they're not picking up the phone.
That's a good point.
Like, causation, causation is not correlation. Does
that's
that make sense?
That's a great point.
So, I had to separate things.
Yeah.
And be like, maybe they just don't talk.
Because you and I would have conversations after the fact, and you would, I think earlier stages, you'd be like, are we beefing? I'd be like, nah, gee.
I'm going to answer the phone, but pick up.
Also, that's not going to happen now because we've also grown through certain things. We know how each other moves. So it's like, okay.
You know when Simba does this thing? Simba does this thing. Your answer will be like, hello? I bet.
you know, if I say I bet in the same sentence, like it sounds like one word, the conversation's not going anywhere. We're done.
That's when you know nothing is going on.
Nothing is going into my head. So, you know what's so funny is you were the guy. I've been watching some old, like, weird anime cartoons regarding the Greek gods and stuff like that. And war was this funny thing where people would announce that we're going to have war, but people are already on the battle lines, like, to be like, yo, we're about to fight, but we need an announcer to come out and say we're about to fight. When this was happening, my war, I was looking at Jono, like, Jono was the guy coming out on the battle, like, guys, we're at war, I just need you to know the weather will not be great.
Let's get ready to run. Sumatuma in the blue corner, weighing in at 5'10", 185
pounds. I appreciate that.
I boosted you.
I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. But you got it, though. Like, you actually clocked onto certain things earlier, and it took me coming out of a storm to be like, wait, that's my guy over there. That's my bro.
I'm so toxic in my brain. I can see toxic things happening in somebody else's life. I'm like, oh, I've been here before. Come, let me guide you. I'm like the tour guide at the
National
Park. We've
gotten better with that over time. Because I actually ask you, I'll be like, Jono, I'm about to dip into toxicity. How some pointers? You'll be like, okay. Disappear for like 3-4 days.
Well, would you like the a la carte menu? Would you like the buffet? Like, what would you like? I can help you. I've done some toxic things in my life
get
before.
Get you some friends that are going to help you in every single aspect of your life. And that's real talk. Like, for me, this year, I've spoken to you about so much. I've spoken to a few other friends about so much. And I'm so happy because we can bounce.
One thing, shout out Sean Porriter. He always told me this.
Shout out, Sean.
He always taught me this. He said, just because somebody doesn't love you in the way that you want them to, doesn't mean that they don't love you with everything that they have. And that made me think about it. And this pandemic showed
me
that.
Do you want to tell the people the context of that story? Because I think it goes deeper than rap there.
Not for Sean, but in the situation I was going through, right? Mm. So I was with my partner and she was great or whatever. And our love languages just didn't intersect. And this was before, like, I was young. I was maybe like 19, 20 at the time. But I was still figuring myself out, figuring life out or whatever. And I don't think that's an excuse for, like,
behavior.
Like, yeah, I'm not trying to excuse that. But I'm just saying, like, our love languages, fundamentally,
the same,
they didn't intersect, right?
I understand.
And so I was loving her in a way that she didn't want to be loved. And the way I was projecting my love was not how she received love.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just not a good situation. But if you tried to tell me that I wasn't trying, I thought I was
You'd
doing,
be mad, yeah. Because you're like, no, I'm
But
doing
I also,
stuff.
Like, didn't understand her.
I get that.
At the time. So it was interesting. But fast forward now, because I'm, like, old and mature now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm, like, I know the shits. I'm with the shits. You know what I'm saying?
Talk your shit, Jonathan.
Now I look at people and I'm just like, I know what my people need.
Yeah.
Circle back to my tribe, like my friends or whatever. I'm like, hey, I know what Simba needs today.
Acknowledge that this is also something you worked for. Like, you had to work through things.
Bro, this has been like a five-year process.
I was going to say.
A five, six-year process.
I was going to say, because between the two of us, there were moments where I even thought, oh, I know Jonathan. I know what he needs. I know. Boy.
How many people around me have told you what they think I need?
Everyone.
At the time.
Everyone all the time. No, all the time. It's still an ongoing thing. That's why I find it so funny. How many times I come to you and I'm like, guess what size was it? Guess what I heard? Jonathan, I heard that you still do A, B, C, D, F, G. And you'll be there like, what? And I'm like, no. Obviously, I know where you're coming from. But this person has categorized you based on how you treated them in 2017 or 2000 and whatever.
But I also think, like, for me, I'm not somebody that likes to look, like, back to the past. Right. But I also think, like, some of those things are part of my journey and they're part of my story. And I think, don't get me wrong, I don't think I'm perfect. And I don't think I'm, like, one of those people that hasn't made mistakes. I think I've made a lot of mistakes. And I think I've hurt a lot of people and I've disappointed a lot of people. However, on the flip side,
thank you, sir.
How many people have I made happy? I was waiting for that upper.
No, I was like, come on now.
No, but I've made so many people happy and I'm fucking killing it. I'm doing all these amazing things, like, fucking, yeah, you know?
And like,
so for me, however...
And you're bringing people up with you. You don't have a crab mentality.
And for me, if you're one of those people that are like part of my story in any way, shape, or form, I appreciate you. And like, I
feel like those people also know that. Because I hear you specifically go out of your way to acknowledge that.
And like, people. I am one of those people that like, I can acknowledge a situation. So for sure, if you come to me and say, Jonathan, in 2015 when this happened, yeah, 2015,
you were like, boom.
2015 was the worst year of my life, right? So if you come to me and you say, 2015, this happened, I'd be like,
sounds about
you're
right.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
However, in 2020, I'm this person.
Yeah, yeah.
And I promise you, in 2022, 2023, 2024, I'm going to be this person. Because
big fact. Talk, you know what I'm saying? Shit, bro.
So I would say, like, I know that your 2020 might be my 2015, right? Mm-hmm. This might be the worst year of your life. Please don't let this define you. This year is not your story. You understand what I'm saying to you, right? This year was shit. Yeah, you lost the job. You caught the L. You didn't get this contract. You didn't catch this. Guys, I'm saying this is part of life. Like, big man things, right? We can talk about this because I'm talking about this on my platform.
So good.
However, this does not define who you are.
One of my best friends that I chat to on a regular basis, I'm not going to put his name out, but we were just talking about this the other day and he was saying how... he was basically doing the comparison thing. What you just said, there are people that get information and then define themselves by it. By either the situation they're going through, whatever they've just heard, all this kind of stuff. Like, and it stops them from moving and progressing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were having the conversation of like, he was telling me this stuff like, oh, but I feel like I haven't done this and I feel like I haven't done that. And I was like, me too. I haven't done this or that. But I am probably in the best space mentally because I have people around me who know I can bounce certain things off of. You know, if I'm being a dick in certain areas, you'll make me catch an L. We'll just talk. You'll throw some banter out there and you'll be like, Simba, you're dumb for this. And then we move on, right? With him, I'm sitting hearing what he's saying and I'm like, you are bashing yourself because you're comparing yourself. You're bashing yourself because you're not doing this or you're doing that.
Mm.
And there's all these factors that have nothing to do with the trajectory of your life that you are allowing to now affect the trajectory of life. So all I was trying to say in that moment was like, hey man, I hear what you're saying. I've been there. If anything, I'm still there. And I want you to realize that we can just be in the boat together. Like, just jump on my boat. Like, we'll go in the direction we need to go. But we need to move. The point of it is we just need to move. This business of like, something I'm very much over is the complaining and not doing anything. I'm super done with that. Because now I'm at a stage in my life where I have to make things happen if I want to see a reality. I can't dream and then wake up and be like, oh, I'm just going to sit. No, I have to do things. Anything that adds into the direction of where my brain is at, I'm happy. So all I'm trying to do is encourage this person here on the side to be like, hey, man, I know exactly where you're at. I feel like you think it's the end of the world and you think nothing's going to happen. And, you know, as much as you try, you're always going to hit a brick wall and da da da. No, that is not even the case. If anything, you're closer to some amazing stuff than you've ever been. If anything. And I had to learn that through other people and the people around me. Because I'd have conversations with you and we would argue, bruh. For days, let alone weeks. We would argue and I'm saying, Jonathan, but you don't understand. And you're there like, but what does that have to do with where we're at now? What does that have to do with where you are at now? Did you not just get this going on there? Did you not just get this? And I couldn't even look at the things that I should be praised for. Because I was so stuck in the reality of, oh, my parents said this. Oh, my friends are saying this. Mm. Oh, I have friends who have married and have kids.
Talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it was something so small, but I allowed it to change the whole trajectory. And now I'm focusing on everyone else's life but my own. And I had to get to a point where I was just like, hold up. Hold the phone. But I did do that.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I did do this. This did happen. Like, we can then use that as fuel to progress and just keep going and going and going. And I feel like the tribe that we have right now is a group of nomads that don't know where they're going to be in the next 5 years or 4 years or 3 years, whatever. But we just know that when we get to this point, when we get to the summit, when we get to this angle of life, everything's going to be different.
Mm.
Those that fell on the wayside, cool. That happens. That's part of life. Nothing wrong with that. If anything, maybe their mission was not yours. And you had to realize that as you grew in life.
Would you say understanding times and seasons was such a big part of this year?
Huge.
Because
yeah, that was something that I think you also reminded me of. Because I would say certain things out of bitterness of the past. And like history. And to be like, yo, bro, but I feel like, but I feel like, but I feel. And you're there like, yeah, but dude, is that your life? Is that this? Is that that? Once I started hearing certain questions that make me question myself, I have to reevaluate whatever I was thinking or doing. So that for sure, definitely this year, that was a big thing, bro.
I think for me, it was just like, not everybody's my problem.
Mm.
And that was a tough one to like understand and to figure out, because I was just like, you know, in the words of like Jermaine Cole, don't save her, she don't want to be saved. Yeah. Like, bro, you know, sometimes like, because our hearts are like so big, so loving and forgiving, like we want to look after everybody. We want to take care of everybody. Yeah. And this year like taught me that I can't do that with everybody. Like not everybody can be looked after. Not everybody can be saved. Like not everybody is like my problem.
Like your ambition is not going to match the action points that go behind it.
Yeah.
And learning to understand that I think is super hard. I don't think I'll ever fully understand certain things. Like I think like my attitude will always be like this in some direction. And then me having people like you to rein me in sometimes to be like, you're too ambitious. How about we focus on the logistics here? A, B, C, D, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, et cetera, et cetera. All the way to the end of the alphabet. For me, it's like, I know I need that. And now that I've acknowledged I need that, I move accordingly. The problem that I see with a lot of people, including myself sometimes, is we know the problems that we have, but we don't think that the person that's presented in front of us can solve it in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So you and I have had tons of arguments about silly things, but we're literally saying the same thing each time. Half of it has to do with ego. So there'll be times where I'll feel like you're talking loud to me. So I'm like, bro, are you shouting? Are you shouting at me?
No, Simba, I'm not using that volume.
You know what I'm saying? And then I have to like, in my brain, because now I feel like, oh, I've been tested. This man is saying this and he's pulling out these points. But because he's doing it at a volume, now I'm triggered. So I have to be the aggressor. No. Sometimes learning to just walk back and take the L to be like, I hear what you're saying. Thank you for that information. Let me move on. I had moments like that this year with my parents, with my friends, with people super close to me, where I realized I don't know everything. And there is no harm in acknowledging that I don't know everything. Once I started doing that, there was so much peace. Because someone could come to me and say something. I'm like, that's how you feel. All right, cool. That's dope. That's dope. I'm gonna research that later. But that's very interesting. And you move. And you take each step, each day. The beautiful thing about this whole year for me as well was just knowing that tomorrow is not necessarily guaranteed. And our tomorrow, quote unquote, was travel, it was getting gigs, it was meeting certain people and making certain connections that would get us into certain rooms. Now that we knew that was out of the way, we were just like, this might be fun to get a blank canvas and just restart everything. I know for a lot of people that's kind of scary, but for us it was like, that's actually fun. Let's get new paint. Maybe this color didn't work and maybe this color scheme didn't even fly. How about we just try a whole new thing?
I think this year showed you, I think it was like a referendum on a lot of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of showed you how...
That's a great point.
It kind of showed you how far away you were from things, but it also showed you how close you were.
Big facts.
Because like all your favorites were struggling, right? As a podcast, everyone, as Things and Things. Don't get me wrong, like we struggled. Like there was a point where we were like, how's it going on? But you know, we didn't let you down. We came through.
Come on, guys. No, every week since day one.
You know what I'm saying?
Every Thursday.
But you know, I think at the same time, it was like, it was difficult and it was tough at some points, like for us and like the things that we were trying to do. However, everybody was struggling. So this was a year that like people caught up or they fell behind. Mm. There was no like in between. So like all the guys that told you that they were working, a year from now, when
we're going to find out if you're working.
We're going to find out if you're working or not. But I think for us, one of the biggest things I want to say is if you did nothing this year, you didn't advance in your career, you didn't make any money, you burned through your savings. If you were alive, the people around you that you love are alive, this was a great year for you.
Come on.
And don't let anybody tell you differently.
Otherwise, yeah.
Right?
So true.
I think this year has like reshaped and rejigged the metrics that we use to like quantify success.
Yeah.
So you're breathing, your mom and dad are breathing, your brothers and sisters, those dumbasses that they are, if they're still around, I promise you, you're successful and this has been a fantastic year.
Too true.
Like nobody should be able to tell you differently. You move back home. Yeah, you are balling. You were living in London. Like, oh,
you're
it was popping.
Whatever you're doing.
You know.
Now money's not flowing. Yeah, and now you think you've caught all the L's.
You were living in the ends. And like now, blah, 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 blah. I promise you. You have so many things to be thankful for. And that's why we started this with, what are you thankful for?
We were turning our L's into W's.
Yeah.
We were literally saying,
and I will say happened, to I will say it. To you now, this has been, business-wise, probably one of the best years that
Come
we've
on.
Had.
Come on.
Like,
we didn't think it would be, but it turned out to be great.
Or, well, you know, I mean, we don't want to, like, talk too much about it, but, like, this has been a great year, and, like, we've set ourselves up quite nicely for next year, but that's because we had to be aggressive with it, because we had the capacity to be aggressive with it.
Yeah.
Because we, thank God that we didn't have family members that were sick. Like, we didn't have to, like, shift
bad
our focus.
Things that happened, yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think so many people were, like, on a run. All of these things were happening, but like, hey,
and
your
then
mom
as soon
got
as something
sick.
Happened?
Your grandma got sick. You know, like, because COVID caught everybody. You know what
everybody.
I'm saying? We were just blessed with the opportunity that nobody got sick, and like, we were just able to move. So it was, in that respect, yes, it was quote unquote easy for us. But yeah, we had to deal with other things that, yeah, maybe nobody will feel
super
bad
different,
for us.
And probably some things we can't talk about. But in the same sense, I understand completely what you're saying. I love that we're also trying to like make a comment so everyone just realizes that we're all the same. And as much as we all have different things, we also have other ways to look at things. One of the best things I also learned this year was trying to change my perspective. What I thought was a rule to success or the steps to heaven or whatever, all of these things changed this year based on my interactions, based on the way the world was moving. It just forced me to go back to the drawing board and rethink. But not be angry or mad. You know what I mean? It's like going back to first grade, but being happy to be like, I'm keen to relearn this concept and figure out how it's going to work now. That was the beauty of this year for me. Just like learning. I've said that like 5 times.
Yeah.
I think we're about that time. We're getting to
about
that time.
It is the 31st of December,
Come
2020.
On. Come on.
We hope you guys are blessed, highly favored, healthy. The beautiful people around you are healthy.
And listening to the Things and Things podcast.
Ah, yeah, obviously.
In case you don't know.
However, it is New Year's and it is the Christmas season. We just want to make sure that you guys are safe.
Yeah.
Practicing the safety protocols enforced by the government in whatever country that you live. Because we have an extensive audience.
Come on.
That ranges
Shout
from,
out Slovakia.
You know. But please be safe.
Guyana.
Please do not drive tonight. And over the next couple of days.
Because we know some of y'all be sipping.
Get an Uber, get a designated driver. And we will see you in 2021. We hope that all of you make it safe.
Come on.
Healthy.
Yes.
And that the loved ones around you will be with us on this journey.
And strong
and
too.
Please look after yourselves. Look after the people around you. Be the friend that always leaves early instead of staying too late. And yeah, we will see you in 2021. And remember, when you are hungover tomorrow on the 1st of January 2021.
Happy New Year.
I think that maybe to soothe your mind and to soothe the minds of the people around you.
If you feel like it.
Would maybe be to just, like put on a podcast.
Put on a podcast. And if you want to know which podcast you should be listening to, I have a few. The first one is called Tings and Things. I think the second one is Tings and Things. And the third one is definitely Tings and Things. But they have an extensive catalog that you guys can definitely chime into. Enjoy, listen. If the title doesn't trigger you, I'm pretty sure the conversation will. So get on that tip, and we will see you in 2021. Goodbye, good people, and Happy New Year.
Be blessed. See you next year.
Bye.